Our guest in the cafe this morning is Brad Keller, ace reporter of the Greenville Herald-Banner. Brad, good morning.
Good morning to you, John. Mark, how you doing?
Great. And Brad also, of course, a longtime contributor to KETR News. Well, Brad, we've been reading about and hearing about the Greenville ISD starting its own police force. What's that about?
Yes, sir. As of now, the Greenville Police Department will be starting its own, Greenville School District will be starting its own police department. It had an agreement with the city of Greenville to split the cost of three school resource officers. However, both sides apparently were not pleased with exactly how the process was going. And so the school district has decided to start its own department. As of August 2nd, they will be hiring a director of school security who will begin a process of studying the school's needs and developing a plan to create the actual department, after which time it receives approval from the state law enforcement agencies. He will be tasked with hiring two more officers, and he will become the first chief of the Greenville Independent School District Police Department.
Mm-hmm. Is it likely that the officers hired by the Greenville ISD will come from the Greenville Police Department? They will just transfer over, or you think they'll likely go and bring in people brand new from elsewhere?
It's a little too early to tell at this point. The police department has approached the city about its budget needs in the coming year and has indicated that there's two vacancies within the force right now, so at least two of the three school resource officers will just be absorbed back into full-time police department activities and will fill those two vacancies.
Any discussion of what this will cost the taxpayers to start a police department within the Greenville ISD?
Greenville ISD Superintendent Don Jeffries told the city council recently that he believes they will be able to start the police department with two officers, with the chief and one officer, for $200,000, and that would include the startup costs for vehicles, office space, uniforms, and the like. And then to have three officers in the next year, it would cost $245,000. At this point, he does not anticipate that affecting the school's tax rate, as the school district has also proposed a slightly over 2 cent reduction in the current property tax rate for the school district.
Okay. We're talking with Brad Keller. Brad is a reporter with the Greenville Herald-Banner, of course, also a contributor to KETR News. Also in the Greenville ISD, they want to do a change or make a change to the no pass, no play rule. What would that be?
Every year, the school district is allowed to petition for an exemption for certain classes from the UIL's no pass, no play rule. These exemptions, they're designed to allow the students that are taking the more challenging and or rigorous courses to fail a grading period and still continue to perform in an extracurricular activity. And it's many of the higher courses, say AP algebra, pre-AP geometry, calculus, science. The idea is, as long as these students are taking the tougher courses than many students are taking, they shouldn't be penalized if during one grading period they don't meet the criteria.
Okay, good. Well, just a moment or so left, but things progressing nicely out there on I-30, all that development, and I guess we're still waiting for Hobby Lobby to open, and what else is getting ready to open out there?
The walls went up on Hobby Lobby this week.
Just starting construction on that then?
They've been working on the foundation for a couple weeks now.
I see.
And with the dry weather, they're able to get that done quickly. They've put the exterior walls up, and I believe they're putting the roof on this week. They anticipate having the store constructed by late September, early October. And, of course, at this point, there's no word yet on exactly when the store will open. The Chipotle restaurant is also getting close to opening. Probably should open sometime this fall. And then across the highway, there's several more restaurants that are just starting to get off the ground.
What's behind that, Brad? Why all of a sudden are these all these places choosing Greenville?
I think as they started building out into the Royce City area and Cattle Mills area, they realized that there is a great untapped potential along the interstate here, and there's a sudden rush for everyone to sign up and, you know, be like the first to take up space along the interstate out there, have that exposure on the highway.
Well, Brad, thanks for taking the time to visit with us over the phone line this morning, and we'll do it again soon.
You're certainly welcome.
All right. Brad Keller with the Herald Banner, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.